AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is expected to vote today on a bill that could, but not likely, end the government shutdown. It does not include extra spending for health care that Democrats want. This is Majority Leader John Thune.
That's not something that we can guarantee that they're the votes there to do. But what I've said is I'm open to having conversations with our Democrat colleagues about how to address that issue. And I think that but that can't happen while the government is shut down.
Republicans are trying to wear Democrats down with repeated votes on a bill to reopen the government, mostly at current spending levels. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says
Democrats remain ready and willing to work with the other side. We're ready to work on a path forward to lower health care costs for the American people and fund the federal government.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the Trump administration will withhold more than $2 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, expanding funding targeting Democrats during the shutdown. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the latest strike on a boat near Venezuela after the U.S. declares it is in armed conflict with cartels. According to Hegseth's social media post, the strike killed four men. Sean Diddy Combs is back in court for his sentencing in New York in a sordid sex trafficking case that could keep him locked up for years. The AP's Julie Walker in Manhattan reports prosecutors want a long prison term.
Combs and his team of lawyers want him to basically get out with time served. In a letter to the judge, the 55-year-old said he is a changed man and sorry for the pain he caused others.
President Trump is threatening Hamas, saying they must agree to a peace deal in Gaza with Israel by Sunday night, or in his words, all hell like no one has ever seen before will break out against Hamas. Federal agents detained multiple people today near an immigration facility outside Chicago, frequently targeted by protest during President Trump's immigration crackdown. This is AP News. A Gaza aid flotilla has support throughout Europe.
Tens of thousands of Italians are hitting the streets as the country's largest unions call for a one-day general strike to protest in solidarity with Palestinian people and a Gaza aid flotilla blocked by Israeli forces. Protests have broken out across Italy since Wednesday night after the Israeli Navy intercepted the global Sumud flotilla, an international fleet of over 40 boats attempting to carry humanitarian aid to Gaza. While in Israel, anti-war demonstrators trying to enter the Gaza Strip through the fence are dragged away by Israeli troops and police officials. They're demanding that the Sumud aid flotilla be permitted entry to Gaza. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
A lawsuit that claimed the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees provided more than $1 billion that enabled Hamas's deadly attack on Israel was dismissed by a federal judge in New York. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.